have a couple of questions. What's the difference between a router and a modem? And why do I need both to get to the internet from my apartment? What is this mainframe that I'm always hearing about hackers breaking into in movies? Why can't we secure that? Do I really need a password manager, or is that just internet security companies trying to sell their software to me? And finally, what the hell is the cloud? Hi, my name is Jack Wadra. I'm here to answer some technical questions to the best of my ability. And the point of this show is to field technical questions that users may have had for a while, but may not know who to ask or even how to ask it. The equivalent that I'm trying to reach is answering questions like, why is the sky blue? But for computers. So, with that being said, welcome. The first question that I'm going to be answering is from my friend Adam. He wrote, Jack, I know I should have a password manager, but it's one of those things that I've been putting off. Do I really need one, or is it just something that's good to have? And I know that this is a very common question. It's a great question, Adam. The basic short answer that I'm going to tell you is yes. Please get a password manager. Get in front of this before you have a reason to get a password manager. The reason I finally got a password manager is because my Netflix account got broken into, and after that was compromised, I got worried for my other more sensitive accounts, such as bank accounts or social media accounts. So I spent a night randomizing very strong passwords for each of my accounts. And now all of my accounts are more secure than they ever have been before. So to get my point more fully across, I'm going to go through a couple of the most common mythologies for breaking into accounts. And these two approaches are probably the most common for hackers to use. So, number one is called a brute force attack, and number two is called phishing. So, with a brute force attack, it's trial and error in simple terms. A malicious attacker will go to a website where you have an account and where there is not a restriction on how many times they can guess the password incorrectly without the account being locked up. So basically, they have free rein to just keep pounding your account, pounding on the door until something breaks. Number one, I would suggest doing your research into accounts that or into websites that you are making accounts with and make sure that they are relatively secure. But I know that that's not a realistic ask. We all need to make accounts with different websites, and it's not our responsibility for their security to be up to par. So with that tangent aside, a brute force attack is trial and error, right? So the attacker is going to run a script, which will basically flood the authentication of the site. So it'll put in your email and it'll basically flood in thousands of passwords. And these passwords are using the most common English words and any information that the attacker can find on you publicly. So things like your favorite number that might be on an account of yours somewhere. So, like, I don't know, 17, if that's your hockey number from back in the day, or if you were born in 1990, then they might use that. So the attacker will also utilize this along with the thousands of most used words in the English language. So, for example, they might be running through light bulb 1990, light bulb 1990 exclamation point. Light bulb 1990 at symbol, lizard 1990 exclamation point, and so on and so forth. And with that in mind, It's worth noting right now that if you do have a compromised password, if someone broke into your account and your password was lightbulb 1990, changing that password to be lightbulb 1990 exclamation point is not the way to go. Please just get a password manager and have it do the work for you. I know it's $20 a year, but it's so worth it in the long run because you're keeping yourself, and not only yourself, but also your friends and family safe as well. So one thing that I recently was reading about is that people's Facebook accounts were getting hacked. They weren't posting anything into the Facebook accounts, but they would go into your Facebook account and look at all of your friends list and all of their private information, such as their email and phone numbers, and then add them to spam call lists. So all of your friends and family were just exposed to that spam call because you had a weak password. So you're not only protecting yourself and your bank account and your social media accounts by having a password manager, you're also protecting those you care about. So I think it's a no-brainer. Just pay the $20 and get a password manager. It really is worth it. The second form of very common hacking is called a phishing attack. And almost everyone is aware of this one. I think we've all gotten hundreds of company emails saying, don't fall for phishing with a little clever clip art where the guy is fishing into a lake. To be clear, this phishing attack is spelled with a PH on the front of it, not an F. So the point behind a phishing attack is that a malicious link will be sent to a user in something like an email. So an account claiming to be LinkedIn support will email you saying that you have to reset your LinkedIn password because your account has been compromised. And then they will have a link to reset your password. That link will take you to a website that looks like a LinkedIn site. However, it's not, it's their website. And it'll say something like, insert your old password here, insert your new password here. So what that's doing is both giving them the password that you currently have and giving them a password that you're likely to change it to once you notice that your account has been compromised. So very, very, very troublesome stuff there. That's another thing where you just gotta be, you gotta be safe, you know, you gotta inspect the links that you're clicking on before you click on them. Phishing attacks can be very clever. They can hide the link behind you know, buttons or things like that, and it looks very official. But you just have to, when you hover over a link in your bottom left corner, you can see the URL that that link is taking you to. I highly suggest going there and looking at the link that you're headed towards, because you can pretty obviously tell if it's a scary site, because a lot of times scary sites will be taken down by authorities, and so their URLs are often very very complex because they just keep pumping out new URLs, and so they often have a system in place where they're making these complex URLs. So you'll be able to notice a suspicious URL if you just hover over it and look in the bottom left corner. So the reason that I'm saying a password manager would help you with this is often password managers only pop up to fill in this very complex password if you're on the site where you originally gave the password to your password manager. So say I am forming a LinkedIn account, right? I'm on LinkedIn.com. My email, I put it in. My password, I let my password manager automatically generate a password. Then that password and username is linked to LinkedIn.com, right? So the only time the option will pop up to fill in that password, is when I'm on LinkedIn.com. However, if I'm on this other website with a really complex URL that I just that looks a lot like LinkedIn, but it's not LinkedIn. My password manager is not going to fall for it because, you know, it's looking for things that I'm not looking for, in a daily sense. So that's where the password manager is really going to help out with the phishing attacks, because it's not going to offer up your password where it thinks, you know, something malicious might be afoot. So thank you so much for the question, Adam. I really, to sum it all up, I really think that a password manager for $20 and maybe, you know, a couple hours of work, it really keeps you safe and it keeps those you care about safe as well. Thanks. All right, everyone. With all that being said, thank you to Adam for the question. That is the first episode of my podcast. I hope to see you all for the next one. Stay safe out there.